Hi, everybody. Do you talk to yourself? Do you ever wonder if that's normal or quirky or troubling behavior? I was talking to myself the other day when it occurred to me, or us, that this could be an interesting topic for further exploration. I think it's okay, the amount of self-talk that I do, but I was interested in understanding if I'm normal in that amount. Also thought it would be cool to see why people talk to themselves, under what circumstances. Having somewhat of a psychology background, my hunch was that when I perform self-talk, I'm likely processing something, working something out, or heading for a decision. Also, I know that many of the people that I coach engage in negative self-talk. And thirdly, I wanted to make sure that I was on the positive end and not the negative side of this kind of activity. So I allowed myself a little rabbit hole reading. After all, if I could pick up something to help a client or maybe learn a little bit more about human nature, it'd be worth my time. And I could pick up some trivia. What is self-talk? Talking to yourself, often called self-talk, is a common and natural behavior. It's considered healthy, and it provides a way for the brain to interpret and process daily experiences. Imagine if you're walking down the street and somebody approaching alone is talking to themselves. You'd probably think about avoiding them, maybe even consider crossing the street. In some contexts, talking to oneself is thought to be the habit of eccentrics or even a sign of mental instability. Yet the truth is, we all talk to ourselves. People talk to themselves for various reasons, problem solving, reasoning, planning, motivation. Self-talk is common, and experts believe that talking to yourself out loud can help you process your thoughts in a healthy and productive way. As one might imagine, there is positive self-talk and there is negative self-talk. We're going to talk about both in this segment. People are becoming more aware that positive self-talk can be a positive tool, powerful tool, for increasing your self-confidence and curbing negative emotions. People who can master positive self-talk are thought to be more confident and motivated and productive. Why do people talk to themselves? Well, most people have an inner monologue, but many people also engage in external self-talk. Almost everybody talks aloud to themselves at least occasionally, but some do it more often than others. While external self-talk is relatively common, there has not been a great deal of research into why people talk to themselves while others do not. One theory suggests that people who spend more time alone might be more likely to talk to themselves. Because they have fewer interactions with others, their self-talk might serve as a form of social communication. There's a fair amount of research that supports this theory. Studies have shown that adults who were an only child are more likely to engage in external self-talk. Another study found that people who are lonely and have a strong need to belong are also more likely to talk to themselves. Self-talk in this case serves to fill a need that is not being met by social relationships. Let's go over the kinds of self-talk. There's a few different types of ways to consider talking to yourself. Well, we've mentioned positive and negative self-talk. Talking to yourself in a positive way may involve delivering self-affirmations or statements designed to help you stay motivated and inspired. Talking to yourself in a negative way often centers on statements that are self-critical or blaming. Well, like, man, I blew that again. I knew I would. I always do. There's instructional self-talk. That form of self-directed speech is centered on talking through the steps you need to go through to solve a problem or perform a task, or Just work out your worry. Some people pace around the house going, find my keys, find my keys. I got to find my keys. There's motivational self-talk. This type of speech is focused on providing encouragement to perform a certain task. For example, you might congratulate yourself for your efforts on fulfilling a task that you knew you were capable of succeeding. You could coach yourself and say, you know, you got this, Elaine. Studies suggest that talking to yourself in a positive, instructional, or motivational way can improve your performance. Talking to yourself can be motivating. Consider the times you've hyped yourself up to face a challenge by telling yourself, I can do this, or you've got this. Such thoughts can be useful when you keep them inside, but externalizing such ideas can be even more motivating. So talk. A 2020 study explored the impact of self-talk on 170 athletes and their motivation and performance levels. And it was found that self-talk was related to increasing intrinsic motivation, leading to higher effort, enjoyment, and a sense of competence among athletes. Athletes employ self-talk. Did you ever wonder what's going on in the minds of those college athletes at the free throw line during a basketball game? The camera follows them as they line up at the free throw line. They seem to be collecting themselves. I wonder what motivational self-talk they may be engaging in. What if you need some motivation to convince yourself to do a task that you really don't want to do? Self-talk can help get you there. For some people, it helps them keep their motivation up. And in addition, if you're feeling down or unmotivated, you might talk to yourself and remind yourself of the goals and how important it is to keep going, you know, to keep your eye on the prize and to press on. And then there's problem solving. Talking to yourself can also be a way to work through problems you might be facing. This topic, tactic is also known as self-explaining. They can help people to monitor their progress and to improve their performance as they work through a problem. Spending a few moments talking to yourself can give you the time that you need to really focus and reflect on the problem and all of your options in that problem. It can help you to see things more clearly. When putting your thoughts into words, we're better able to gain clarity and perspective on a situation. And that can be helpful when we're making decisions. In this way, we may be more capable of working through problems and coming up with solutions. I find this to be true myself. If I'm talking it out, even if I'm talking with myself, a new solution will simply emerge. Direction just sort of, or the path just sort of comes out of me while I'm talking. You can make a better sense of emotions. When you talk to yourself about your feelings, it can help you be more aware of them and to better understand why you're feeling the way you do. This in turn can help you manage emotions effectively. And you can boost confidence. Talking to yourself can be an easy way to remind yourself of your own strengths and capabilities and enhance your self-esteem. Self-talk can help you have a better memory. If you've ever talked to yourself as you roam the aisles of a grocery store, do not fret. Research has shown that it actually might help you better remember the items on your list. And there was a study about this. Participants had to search for items in a store without saying anything. And during the second phase of the experiment, the participants were told it was okay to repeat the names of the items that they were looking for as they searched. The results then showed that those who were talking to themselves found it easier to find what they were looking for. Now, try not to smile the next time you're in the grocery store and you witness a self-talker. They may be on to something. Well, how do we get the most out of self-talk? Talking to yourself can clearly have benefits, but there are also things you can do to make sure you're getting the most out of your self-talk. Strategies that can help are, first, keep it positive. Negative self-talk, whether it's in your mind or out loud, can have seriously detrimental impact on your well-being. If you tend to dwell or ruminate on negativity, find ways to reframe your words. That can be more beneficial. This doesn't mean that saying that you don't have to say things that are overly positive or unrealistic. I'm just asking that you might want to replace a negative statement like, "Oh, I'm terrible at this," with a statement, "You know, I could be better at this. This is hard. I'm learning. I'm getting better every day." My point there, let me reframe. My point there is don't say, I don't expect you to go from "I'm terrible at this" to "I'm the best at this." No, you can catch that "I'm terrible at this" and reframe it. "This is hard. What I'm learning, I'm getting better every day." So keep it positive. You can also manage your talk. You can harness it as a sort of a process. Manage your emotions by talking in third person. It's kind of like shifting into narrating what's going on. Researchers have found that when people talk to themselves in third person, they were better able to regulate their emotions. This can be particularly helpful if you're dealing with difficult or stressful feelings. So instead of talking to yourself in the first person, try switching to third person. Kind of a he, she, or they perspective. This means stop talking in the I or the me or the my. Just drop the I and use he or she instead. Narrate like, "Charles is having a tough time. Charles says he hates this." Using third person can give you some distance from those feelings, which can help you to evaluate them more objectively, almost as if you were observing somebody else's thoughts rather than your own. A good example of this: basketball legend LeBron James was observed talking in third person when he announced in a memorable interview that he was leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers for the Miami Heat back in 2010. Now, that decision upset a lot of fans and the Clevelanders, too. But he said, and I quote, "One thing I didn't want to do was make an emotional decision." This was his reply when he was asked about the Cavaliers fans' angry reaction to the move. He went on to say, "And, you know, I wanted to do what was best for LeBron and what LeBron was going to do that would make him happy." Now, that interview, as historical and memorable as it was, at first he was called out as an egoist for referring to himself in third person. But you could hear that technique working in that memorable interview. Taken in context, his third person talk probably revealed his efforts to control his emotions in a charged situation or even to help with his decision in the first place. In another approach, Brené Brown, best-selling author, TED talker, and University of Houston professor, refers to negative choices in her head as gremlins. Self-talk to her are gremlins. By giving her negative thoughts a name, she's both stepping away from them and poking fun at them. So, in using this technique, have yourself some fun giving your negative thoughts a name. I'm going to name mine Bucky because I can snarl it. And bucking is what I'm doing. I'm bucking the notion. Another way to use self-talk is to really tune into what you're saying. Talking to yourself is most beneficial when you're paying attention and really listening to what you're saying. So the next time that you are having a conversation, try a quick check. Is this dialogue positive? Is it helpful? Or is it less than positive or less than helpful? One of my favorite quotes along these lines is, "Be careful how you talk to yourself. You might be listening." That's by Lisa Hayes. She writes about the power of self-talk, and this has become quite the catchphrase for our topic today. Be careful how you talk to yourself. You may be listening. Self-talk isn't always a positive force. If you're engaging in negative self-talk, it can take a toll on your confidence, self-esteem, and mental well-being. Here I'm referring to overly ruminating, which results in negative self-talk. I'm here to tell you, plenty of people slide into the negative. It is so easy. There are plenty of people who are very aware of their self-talk. Now, they may think it's funny or quirky or just something I do, but then sometimes they come to know about self-talk, and then they realize that I've kind of gone from quirky to less than positive, and it's to the level of becoming a problem. Or maybe it's a pattern that they've fallen into and they would really like to reshape it. Do you want to turn some of your self-talk around? I coach on this kind of thing frequently for folks wishing to make changes in this kind of inner dialogue for helping their business and in life. So if it's time to rein it in, there's a lot of ways to shape your self-talk. What can we do to manage talks with yourself? I employ lots of strategies in my coaching, and here are a few of my favorites. We can have strategic self-talk interventions, purposefully using predetermined keywords or phrases to support well-being, manage your problems, improve performance. You can say phrases like, stay focused, Nancy, keep calm. Like before you're given a public speech to boost your confidence. A popular phrase that we've seen in recent years that's been on everything from clothing to posters to Pinterest is keep calm and carry on. Start there. Strategic self-intervention. The second one is be aware of what you're saying to yourself. Just the act of stopping and recognizing negative thoughts for what they are is the first step through this problem. Ask yourself, would you talk like this to somebody else? I have a friend who once said to me, as I was putting myself down, she said, "Hey, don't talk to my friend Nancy like that." Now that kind of startled me, and it got me thinking about my self-talk and how much of it I was doing that may be negative. And was I buying it? Another way to reshape your self-talk is to write it down. We all know journaling can be a helpful practice, and it helps you to process emotions or explore solutions or just relieve stress. It's been proven that some quiet time with deliberate time with ourselves to kind of get it out of our head and onto paper can prove really useful. Then you can reread and decide how much credence you want to give to that self-talk. There's something I learned recently called a you-hoo list. Recently, I was encouraged by a coach to make a you-hoo list, to jot down something that I was muttering about or that was presenting, something that seemed to be wanting out of me, something that was asking for my attention. So I jot it down while things are in motion during the normal part of my day, and I return to them later when I'm no longer in a swivet, and I think about what's on my you-hoo list. Now, we can always challenge our thoughts, you know, ask ourselves or even rebut, is this true? What I just said? Often it's not. Ask yourself if there's another explanation or another way of looking at the situation. Remember that many of the things that we worry about don't happen. A lot of negative self-talk is exaggerated. To put your thoughts in perspective, you can use another technique I call so what. The so what technique. I had a friend that used to challenge herself as a way of a sort of a form of rebuttal. And she would play a little, quite honestly. And here's how it works. In your self-talk, employ anything that you're talking about and follow it with the words, so what? In doing so, you're forced to rethink or place a priority on it. Here's an example of how that works. It's going to rain all day. So what? I'm catching every red light. So what? I have to make dinner. So what? This little confirm or deny kind of moment can help you to quickly rethink, is this true? Is this a problem? What priority should I assign to this? Do you really want to be saying something different to yourself? So try the so what technique and have a little fun. And then you can stop the thought altogether. You can use thought stopping by visually or by imagining that that thought is being stopped or squashed, or by having a little ritual. In your mind, stop your negative self-talk, squash it like a bug. Some folks are weaning themselves from cigarettes. Have known to wear a rubber band on their wrist, and when they're to interrupt their thought patterns, they would snap it. You could do that with a negative self-talk. Snap your rubber band. Or invent yourself a stop word, something that could be said out loud. In case you're talking to yourself and you don't like the way your conversation's going, your negative self-talk, just say, oh, potatoes. Make up a word. Replace that thought with a neutral or more positive light. Ask yourself, what would a more helpful thought be? For instance, I hate rain could become, well, we do need the rain, or tomorrow starts 5 sunny days. Positive self-talk is not about tricking yourself into viewing that everything is wonderful. It's likely impossible and not productive to always have a positive view. Instead, positive self-talk is really about helping you to see the whole truth, not just the negative aspects of any given situation. By using more positive self-talk, you're more likely to build confidence and self-esteem and to feel more control about the events in your life. And that's the way that I close a lot of my videos, by telling you that I hope that something that I've covered today will be found useful and help you to move more comfortably forward in life. I recommend that you go ahead and talk to yourself. It's normal. It's good for you if you have the right conversations. Thanks, everybody, and until next time.